We'll have a presentation about a project we had. It was, of course, as we are usual in ISKCON, very short notice. And then devotees have to do all kinds of extra efforts, but it's the magic of Krishna that makes it happen, of course. So this project is about the catering of prasadam for the inauguration of the Belgian Council for religious leaders. Okay, next. So this is the Belgian Council, and I think the second on the left is familiar. Sridhar Chaitanya Prabhu. I think so, yeah. Yes, wonderful. Yes, it's okay like this? Okay. So there were a lot of representatives. In the next slide we can see which organizations were represented. Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu was representing the Hindu religion, and he was elected by the Hindu Forum to be the representative. The Hindu Forum was also present there, but only the leaders of the religions were in the position to sign a paper, a white paper, expressing the attitude of religion towards certain issues that they need to discuss with the government. So the next slide will show you the press coverage. This is the official press coverage that we had on many websites. So this is again Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu with the Princess Matilda. Princess Matilda is the future queen of Belgium. And as you can see, the cardinal, I don't know if that is the English term, cardinal, yeah. The cardinal was there of the Roman Catholic Church and of the Orthodox Church. All leaders of these different churches were there. The Anglican Church, the Protestant and Evangelic community. For the Muslim community, there were also three leaders there: the Jewish community, the Buddhist community, and of course the Hindu community and the Jain community. So these are the religions that are present in Belgium. And the purpose is to have more social cohesion between the different religions in Belgium. And this is very important actually, because Belgium is, compared to the rest of the world and also compared to Europe, very conservative, not open, not flexible in official expressions of religion. We still have to remember that the Hare Krishnas are, you know, in a gray zone of being a sect. So this was very important for us to be visible there in such an important occasion. Next slide. So these are all the websites that have made notice of this happening. And you see the fourth one, that is the national website of news in Belgium, and VRT means the Flemish radio and television, that's the national medium. Next. So of course for us it was very important. We were invited to, it was suggested during one of the previous meetings that maybe Radhadesh could cater prasadam, but at some point it was mentioned that we should do whole prasadam, like a full lunch, and then it was unclear if it should be lunch or just some snacks or sweet. So there were discussions going on, and you know, time was of course flying by, and then at some point it was decided that it was only snacks and sweet, because it would be a reception kind of function. So Rida Chaitanya Prabhu asked these people to participate in a kind of a think tank, and the devotees participating were Yadurani Mataji, Rupa Manjari Mataji, Bhagavati, Shyamalika Mataji, Guru Padma Prabhu, of course Ridai Chaitanya Prabhu, Rik Prabhu, Gauravani and myself. And the problem was, you know, what kind of prasadam, what kind of presentation. Next slide. And we did some brainstorming. So on the left side, first we named all kind of preparations that we thought would be useful or would be appropriate. And after that, we all of us selected six salty preparations and ten salty preparations and five sweet preparations. So you see there is a lot of marks there, and some made it to the right side, and these were the preparations that were selected to be presented to the audience in the reception. So you still have to wait some time before we have breakfast, so keep your stomach a little, because this is all prasadam. And of course on the left side in red, the names were mentioned who will prepare the preparations. Next slide. Of course, there was a coordination team. Shyamalika Mataji, Kamala Manjari Mataji and myself were in the coordination. And Shyamalika is very expert in you know, making small delightful things, as we can see in the bakery. And Kamala Manjari Mataji is very expert in presentation, in decoration. And I was actually useless there. So next slide. And this was very important. These were the criteria of the prasadam that we had to present. It should be preferably one biters, of course tasteful and attractive, presented not juicy, because it would be difficult to transport, because we would have to go to Brussels, of course. And of course it should be soaked in the mercy of Krishna. That was very important, but still it's now mentioned as last, but it was actually the first thing. Next slide. So this was the schedule. Wednesday, 9 December, we went with Ridai Chaitanya Prabhu, Shyamalika Mataji and Kamala Manjari Mataji, and one of the the secretary of the Belgium Council for Religious Leaders, BCRL. We went to the Parliament building to have an orientation of what to expect there, what to see. And we were very nicely received, and the manager of the restaurant, who is usually the one that caters for all receptions, He was very helpful, but his personnel was not very helpful because there was some, you know, there was some argument why others from outside should cater and the food in the restaurant, because that was their service, and they had some bad experience from previous groups. So it was noticeable when we were there. The manager tried to find people to show us around, tell us about everything, and he had several discussions on the phone, expressing that, you know, we should get cooperation. So it was very exciting for us to, and of course, to see if he would get that cooperation. And at some point, Ms. Hasselbroek, she came and she was willing to show us around. But still, there was like a non-cooperative mood there. Thursday, 10 December, we contacted a hotel school because the secretary of the BCRL told us that a hotel school in Brussels was available for providing plates and utensils, spoons, and so on. So we just had to bring the prasadam, and they would do everything. They would present it on plates, on trays. So we contacted Kamala Manjari Mataji contacted the hotel school, but we found out that they barely had anything. We needed like 200 plates, and they only had 60 plates. So we were like amazed that, you know, we had to also take care of all these utensils and plates and trays and well, you name it, everything that is related to it. So Friday we had a finalization of the menu. We tasted a few things. We had a tasting meeting, so that was a very nice meeting. But you know, some comments were made. And the menu was finalized. Saturday we had the shopping of the utensils, of all kinds of things that were needed. And well, 13 December, Sunday evening, we had a teach-in with some helpers because we needed, of course, people to decorate there. But we would cook everything here and we would bring it there, but there it should be put in nice things, and yeah, helpers were needed. And we had very little time, so the teaching was very useful because if we would arrive there and we would want to make like very efficiently use of our time, it was necessary to be constructive, to be clear if we arrive there what one should do. On Monday, 14 December, we rented other items that we couldn't find. And 15 December, the Gauravani Mataji did shopping for vegetables and so on. It was a very tough day. And 16 December, the cooking started almost the whole day. Devotees were busy making a mess of the kitchen. So also there were some discomfort, anxieties of kitchen personnel. Of course, Thursday was D-Day, Santisha. And on D-Day we had, of course, all these challenges. We had no support of the parliament staff, especially the restaurant. We had no parking spaces because in the beginning it was mentioned to us that four cars we could park inside in the special parking space of the parliament. But it looked like that on that day was also the last day of the government to meet before the Christmas break. So there were no spaces available. So that was also a challenge for us, where to park, because parking there is really a mad thing. You have to drive for many hours to find a space near the parliament building, or you have to park very far. So that this was very concerning. We were very concerned about that. So also the guests wanted coffee, tea, and wines, and that was a no for us. We won't serve that. We can serve our tea and, of course, maybe decaf coffee, but absolutely no wine. So that was also a discussion. Of course, the supply of the hotel school, that was not enough. And then we had this idea of vereens. So what this is, we will mention this later. There was also a time squeeze, what I also mentioned, because at some point we were allowed to come to the parliament building not sooner than 8:30, and all the guests would come in for the reception at 12:30. That looks like a lot of hours, 4 hours, but still we had to hurry very much to be in time. So also we were in anxiety if the presentation would be appreciated, because this was the first time that we were doing such a thing on that level. And of course, the taste is very important. And the last for sure, will Krishna be pleased with our efforts, with our anxieties? So next slide. 5 a.m. in the morning, there was snow. So that was a nice present. The cars were loaded, and of course we had to be sure that we would drive carefully in the snow with all these preparations, the cakes, the cheesecake. You remember from the restaurant is a very delicate cake. So if you don't drive carefully, or if you brake too fast or too quickly, then we had nice boxes, but still if the cake touches the box, then it's kind of ruined. So we had to drive very carefully. So 6 a.m. we left for Brussels, and of course we met the traffic jam. On one side it was good because you had to drive very carefully, but we were in anxiety of the time. But we arrived, of course, Krishna's mercy, at 8:30, and before entering in the parliament building you have to register with your ID card, and you get a badge and before you can enter the parliament building. So 8:45 we started unloading. It was snowing, and we had very nice car parks just in front of the building, but of course we had to put coins, a lot of coins. And so we started preparing and decorating, and 12:30 till 2 the reception commenced. Well, 12:30 the reception commenced. Yes, next. These are some pictures. So this is, of course, Krishangi Mataji decorating. Yes, Lacha. Oopsie. I think she sleeping now. Yeah. Okay, continue. So this was the room. This was the room, and these were the tablecloth we also rented. Manoj busy with the sandwiches. Yeah. The people of the hotel school were assigned to serve coffee, tea, and wines, so we didn't have to do that. But they were very helpful, so they came to help us also, to assist us also. And these are the vegetable pies Shyamalika Mataji made. So we had to heat it a little, because during the transport it was very cold. Normally it's not so bad when you eat it a little cold, but it was very cold because of the cold weather. Yeah. Yeah. continue. Je kan gewoon doorgaan. Not too snel. Okay. So this is the table piece that Krishangi Lila Mataji made. Yeah, but we couldn't light the candle because of fire alarm and so on. So, but it looked very nice. Yeah. So these were the vases of Krishangi, and this is how we managed to decorate with the prasadam, of course. Yeah. So you see, of course, in the middle is the pasta salad in vureens, and vureens are kind of glasses. So next to the pasta salad are two rows of beetroot salad. Yeah, beetroot raita, yes. Very, very tasty and a preparation made by Shyamalika Mataji. And then next to it, the white two rows are an cucumber raita, also by Shyamalika. Yes, very nice. And this is stuffed cucumber, aloo patra, and borak, also by the bakery, yes. So this is the cook of the hotel school. He came along to help his personnel, and he was amazed by everything that we displayed, and he was asking all kinds of recipes, and he was really amazed. He was like, this is the first time he has seen such a thing. So this is the sweets table. So in the middle you see the fruit salad in sticks stuck on a melon. And then also little farines, little glasses with all kinds of preparations, barfis, sandesh barfi mix. Continue. Yeah. This is a chocolate cake made by Jayabhadra Mataji. No, it's okay. Yeah, continue. So this is one of the staff members of the hotel school. They were very helpful, and they were also, you know, they were looking like, wow, I haven't seen this before. And this was all vegetarian, so this was also amazing for them. Because cake, normally they are not used to that it is without eggs. Yes, of course. She did an amazing flower piece, amazing. Yes, sure. Yes, yes, yeah. So on each side of the room we had salty preparations and two sweet tables, and in the middle cakes, the cheesecake and the chocolate cake. Yes. So this is the cheesecake of the restaurant. Yeah. Oh yeah. But the chief cook of the hotel school said, "Can I cut it and then serve the people?" So yeah, of course, why not? You know, but still, I was not so happy with how he did it. So he cut a few, and he was waiting, standing, that people come and take it. But once people take their plate, first they take salty preparations, then they just stand at the table and talk with each other. So at some point I thought, let me go around and see if people take, and then everybody takes. Yeah. So then we just cut and went around. Okay, continue. Yeah. So these are the pies with name tags. Name tags were made by Kanchanavali Mataji and Yadurani Mataji. in French and Dutch. Yeah. Vegetable pie, yeah. These were made by Namakrishna and Shyamalika. Yeah. So behind the counter, we were busy preparing everything and making spare and you know, preparations in the glasses. It was really quite hard to work, you know, we had to be very good on time. Yeah. Also outside it was snowing constantly, but you don't see it that much, but okay, yeah. Yeah, she's amazing. Eh? She's really amazing. And she was very, no, this should be like this, you know. And there were high windows, and, you know, they were very ugly. Actually, the room was very ugly. So we had to, you know, put little things that covers a little the ugliness and makes it nice. Yeah. Yeah, you see the sandesh barfi rolls, and then you see the vareens from the restaurant. The restaurant put on those glasses. Let me stand up a little. Here you see these glasses, and you see a little bottom of cheese, and then strawberry and berries sauce. It was very appealing, very nice. Barfis also, baklava from the bakery. Yes? So this was the table of the coffee and tea and the wines and so on. Yeah. At some point, staff members of parliament came to see if everything was going okay, and they were amazed. They were just looking around, and even they went to call others to see the flower pieces and how everything was decorated. The security personnel came to check because the princess would come, and they were just looking like this. So it was really amazing, because for us it was like, you know, we just do our best and we just try to do something because it's the first time. But it was nice to see that it was appreciated, and it was like, you know, going in a good direction. Yeah. So these were the devotees that helped. We took our own oven along because they wouldn't provide anything to heat up. So that was very, it was of course a constraint, but still we did it. All these things, all these trays, this gold colored trays we had to buy, and you know, we bought a lot of things that made it nice and appealing. Rick Prabhu, of course, worked very hard. Of course, Jai Krishna was not working hard. Yeah, of course, he worked hard. Yeah. Shyamalika. And the moment we finished, the group came in. Wow. It was really amazing. You see, that is the princess and the photographer that was, you know, the authorized photographer, and the chairman. He is the chairman of the BCRL. This is the princess, of course. Guy Liagre. And this is the only photographer, because we were making pictures, and at some point security personnel came to us that we are not allowed to make, but still, you know, devotees. So we continued. And yeah, continue. Yeah. So she is, you know, applauding for the presentation for us. I'm sorry? This? Cups, coffee cups. So this is a counter, so it looks bigger, but, you know, because it's made from here. Well, we know these two devotees. Yeah, yes. Yes, and she was very impressed, Rita told us. She was, because all the leaders had to, you know, make a speech in the room where they had their meeting, and she was very impressed by the speech Rida gave. But I, you know, Rida is gone, so I didn't have the speech. Otherwise, I could also show you. Yeah. Of course, camera. And she was very you know, surprised by all the beautiful things. She was looking like this and. Come on. This is the Buddhist, of course, with their representatives. And these are. And this is the Jain leader, Mr. Mehta. This is the Muslim leaders. I don't know the names of all others, so some I have spoken, but others I don't know. Maybe Mahaprabhu knows, of course. I don't know. So Rida is giving her a taste of the prasadam. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki Jai. At some point she asked me something in French, and so I looked to Rida because I don't know what she was saying. So Rida told her that I also talk Dutch and English. So then she asked me in Dutch if we have made it all ourselves. And so I confirmed that there were a lot of devotees helping. And I told her that everything is vegetarian, and she was very appreciative. Yes. Yeah. So there was a crowd of about 100 people, and all of them, every one of them, were very amazed, very appreciative, and they were very pleased. Normally, at these receptions, they don't stay that long. They just, you know, drink something or just, you know, for formality, they stay like 2-5 minutes. But in this case, they stayed very long. That was remarked by one of the staff members there. Yeah. Yes, for sure. Didn't you see that she had a plate with? So here she is eating. Here she is taking prasadam, and she had this borek. And I don't remember something more. Shamalika, baklava, or cauliflower pakora. Okay, standard, very good. Iskon prasadam. And then after some time, she and when she was finished, I asked Rida if I could, if she wouldn't take something sweet. And then this chairman of the BCRL said, well, just bring it to her, you know. So I brought quickly this vereen filled with this cream of the restaurant, and Sandesh barfi roll. So, and then they left. She ate it. And she was actually not so much talking with the others, but more talking with, it was very amazing, with Hriday and with Mahaprabhu, and of course there were some other people she talked with, but mainly she was talking with Hriday, isn't it? Santusha, you were there, right? Yeah. It's just behind this man with the glasses, you see? And they have this, you know, this earphone stuff, and you know, and communicating with others. And he was looking at us, you know, camera. He said, "Stop taking pictures." No, she didn't mind. So this was the spare things that we had, you know, ready to fill. A few, yeah. There were, you know, the small things went quicker, and the bigger things went slower. But that's normal. But for us, it's very important to know these things. Yeah. There was still much left, so some were finished. Well, not finished like there was nothing more. But there were more left of others than. Yes, the pastry was, Yes, the pastries, the you know. Yeah. You see the crowds. So is also an ISKCON devotee. Relishing prasadam. Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, everybody. Even Ishani Mataji was also there in the meeting, and she came in the room, and she said to me, "I was thinking that, you know, why didn't Radhadesh do the catering? Because Radhadesh should do the catering. So who did this, you know?" And she was getting upset about it. And then she found out that Radhadesh did it. So she was like, "Wow, we can do it." It was very nice that she told us that, you know. So everybody was amazed. Of course, Tarunyamrita Mataji was there. She was also very pleased because, of course, it's like, you know, pleasing Prabhupada in one way and you know, honoring him. Yes, I think so too. Everybody could eat, you know. Yeah. Jane. And the Buddhists, they took a lot. Yeah? Oh. So there were no limits. You know, normally people, you know, on the reception, they take just politely one or two bites, but this were like, no, all right. Then I went along with the other preparations. And yes, all right, give me one. And do you have this? Yeah, you know, so it was very amazing. This lady is the chairman of the Hindu Forum. Nepal, yes. Okay. Yeah, that's why they chose, well, that's why it was suggested that Radhadesh should provide, because most of them have come here, you know, on several occasions to Radhadesh, and it was tasty, and it was, they had a good impression. So not all of them, of course. So that's why they very much wanted that Radha Day should provide. Otherwise, they would get like, you know, sandwiches with cheese and all kinds of things that we don't, you know, don't appreciate. Yeah. Yeah, so if one group doesn't take that and the other group takes that, but you know, so especially in the beginning, it was decided that, you know, it would be normal drink, juices, coffee and tea. But then at some point, one of the people, the Protestants, mentioned wine or alcohol, and, you know, it was just one person and in the whole group. So they had to arrange for because Rida said, we won't do that, you know. If it's like juice and coffee and tea, we can manage. Because we brought along also the yogi tea and the decaf coffee. But, of course, wine, it's out of the question. Yeah, it was served, not by us, but people used it. Yeah, you see, people are, yeah. There were several ministers there, so I don't know by name and faces. Okay, these are also guests. Yeah, you can do Orkhan Khan. Everybody was having a good time, and they were, you know, the mood was very happy. And if I went around, devotees went around, they, you know, they were very happy, they took, and yeah, they kept on taking, so that was very good. A continuous impression. So, prasadam seva ki jai. Yeah, khada. So. You see, everywhere in the background, devotee is watching if everybody is taking prasadam. Come on, yeah. Rick is very happy. Yeah. Okay. And this lady here is the secretary of the Belgian Council for of Religious Leaders. Yeah, it was a headache for her. Yeah, she was very happy. And not only she, but many others made comment that it was amazing and remarkable to see how dedicated Rida's personnel was, you know. And she said, like, you know, you people are very, very fired up to do the perfect thing. And she was very happy. So normally, of course, you know, when you have personnel, staff, then, you know, of course people get paid, but the commitment is not always there. But, well, she noticed that the devotees had that commitment to do the good thing. Yes, yeah. This was a special speech, and this is the chairman. He's Protestant. Yes. He was very appreciative, and he elaborately thanked us all, you know, about the big success. Yeah. This is where, you know. Yeah, it's okay as long as they had prasadam. Yeah, it's good. So this is the personnel of the hotel school afterwards, cleaning up. And also staff members of the parliament came. They came and asked if they could see, and of course we offered them prasadam, so they were very happy. At some point, one of them wanted to take along the kind of leftover of the fruit salad, the melon, And she put it next to the elevator with a lot of other things. And then another member of the parliament, well, not a member, but one of the workers there, he was looking at the fruit salad and, you know, he took a few. So it's okay, you know, it's in amusing. Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, actually we are. Of course, afterwards we were also checking if it was really that tasteful. Yeah, of course, it was, I think that's it, huh? Yeah, the flowers, a few vases were taking along, huh? Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. This Miss Hasebroek, who in the beginning showed us around, she was also, and she also got prasadam and one of the vases. Yes. Yeah. Oh, a magical, magical thing. Wow. That's good to hear. Okay. It's in the parliament building. Santusha was taking a kind of the staircase, the depth of the staircase. Yeah. Well, anyway. So after the reception, Hrida Chaitanya Prabhu had to go to a radio interview with the chairman, he and the chairman only. No, they would clean up, but we had to take our stuff along, of course. So we left for the radio station, that is the national radio station. Yeah. Hrida and this chairman. Yeah, so that was also amazing because of his speech. And it was, you know, it was an honor for him, of course, because there were so many other leaders there and my Hrida. So, of course, the appreciation we got from, of course, Princess Matilda. Yeah. She was like tasteful and looking around, but she was, yeah. Because I asked her also if you know, if it was nice, and she was like, yeah. And I told her it is vegetarian, and she was like, oh, okay, you know. Of course, the devotees that were there, like Ishani Mataji, Tarunya Marita Mataji, Purna Tattva Prabhu, the security staff, the staff of the parliament, the guests, the staff of the hotel school and the members of the press, because the one that was authorized to make the pictures, I also gave him a cheesecake, and he was like, oh, for me? Okay. So he was surprised, and he enjoyed it very much. Yeah, it is an... yeah, they are in Brussels, and they were actually the contact of the secretary of BCRL to provide the supplies and to do the serving of wine and coffee and tea. Yeah, it was in the parliament. Yes. We have to move from here because it will be intense. Ah, yeah. I hope so. It's nice for the guest house. So, of course, there were some. There are some pictures of the radio interview. It's not like much, but still, you know, we can show you. This is the walk to the radio station. It's a very, very big complex. About 2,000 people work there. It's very big in Brussels. Of course, the snow was full and present there. We have to go first to the security. Yeah. It's in the building itself. We had a long walk inside before we could reach the studios, the recording rooms. Yeah, you can. I don't know if you can see it, but you see Rida is sitting there, and we were waiting outside, so we made a few pictures. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this was the interview, and of course next meeting, they have once a year a meeting. They want to have it in Radades, and so I think it's because of the prasadam. Next, I don't know. No, I hope so not. Yeah. So this was my realization that, you know, when we cooperate with each other, that if we tolerate each other's things during the process of devotional service, then and we focus on what we are doing, that our movement can have big successes. I think they were pleased also. No. So I hope you enjoyed the presentation. Also, all glories to you all that you have supported us. And yeah, of course, you know, during devotional service, we may feel some bad anxieties, and we just have to lose it at the proper point, because of course, things go wrong, people make mistakes. But if we focus on the end result, if we focus on pleasing Krishna, pleasing Guru and Gauranga, then successes will come. So I hope this is a good beginning for Radha Desh, for, you know, having a different image, because especially in a country where we are still kind of a sect, and catering in the parliament is like, you know, this only Krishna can do. This is only possible by the mercy of Krishna. Prasadam seva ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.